Scene 3, Anthony Marsigliani, 9:20 p.m. Marsigliani wasn't smiling when I reached his office, which was also on the 6th floor. He made me wait while he went over some papers leisurely, making it perfectly clear he wasn't rushing. I sat there, my mind detached, prepared to show no signs of impatience, but letting my eyes follow him in all his movements. He wasn't smoking a cigar, but he smelled of stale cigar smoke just the same. I guess he always did, and he looked about the way he smelled, sour and uninviting. It was well after 9 when he finally wore himself out at the game of doing nothing under my unswerving gaze and said, "What can I do for you?" I said, "Would you be able to find out for me whether anything in Mr. DeVore's autopsy shows him to have been a user of drugs?" "No," he said. "Call the police or ask his wife. Anything else I can do for you?" The police wouldn't tell me, and it would be rather rough bothering his wife on such a subject at such a time. "Why can't you tell me?" "The police won't tell me either. It's none of my business." "Isn't it? There was heroin in the hotel room." "I didn't see any." "It was there. Someone brushed it away." He reddened very slightly. "Who was the someone? Me?" "I'm not accusing anyone, but it was there, and after a while it wasn't there. It seems to me important to know if it had anything to do with DeVore. If he was not a drug user, then it may have been left over from the previous occupant of the room." I didn't plan to say where I had gotten that notion. I felt Marsigliani wouldn't welcome having his underling suggest such a thing to me, and I didn't want to do anything to endanger Strong's job, any more than Sarah's. "Even if it was, so what? So would it be an isolated incident, or is there a drug problem at the hotel?" "I don't know what you mean by a drug problem." "I don't know either. Something that would make it undesirable to have anyone locate heroin in a hotel room. That would be undesirable at any time for any reason. If you found it, would you report it to the police?" "Of course." "Or is it something you would try to take care of quietly yourself, so that you would perhaps manage to avoid informing the police?" Marsigliani looked at me for a long time from either side of his thick and majestic nose. Then he said, "These days there is the problem of drugs everywhere. It would be impossible not to have incidents in any hotel. Whether there is anything that could be called a problem is quite another thing. If there were, I would certainly tell the police, and I would certainly not tell you. You wouldn't, for instance, just quietly brush the heroin into an envelope and take it away?" "No, I wouldn't. And I guess you're lucky you're such a little pipsqueak, or for suggesting it I would pick you up, break you in two, and throw the pieces out of the office one at a time." "I'm glad I'm small, then," I said very politely, and stood up. "One minute," he said. "What's your name again?"
"Darius Just," I said.
"Mr. Just, I suppose all this is because you still think that the man in 1511 was murdered. Have you given your theory to the police?" "Mr. Just, I suppose all this is because you still think that the man in 1511 was murdered. Have you given your theory to the police?" "No. After the reaction I received from you, I felt I'd better dig up stronger grounds." "I see. Well then, Mr. Just, let me put it this way. Either the man in 1511 was not murdered, or he was. If he was not murdered, your investigations will come to nothing. But they are likely to be a pain in the neck to the hotel, and I may eventually find myself unable to resist unscrewing your head. If he was murdered, then your unauthorized and clumsy investigations may encourage whoever murdered him to try to do the same to you, just to get rid of an annoyance. Think it over. Either way, I'm not long for this world, then. Think it over, but do it outside." He reached for a cigar and put it into his mouth, and that was hint enough for me. I dislike cigarette smoke, but I detest cigars with a passion. So I walked out, having accomplished nothing. Before speaking to Marsigliani, I was reasonably sure that he had brushed away the heroin, and if so, it was to protect the hotel. Having spoken to him, I had nothing with which to change my mind or to increase my certainty. Status quo.